Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that was big as the game went on, the result of the game. Again, there are a lot of things we can work on, but between, you know, the five sacks and the tackling that we made, I thought we were very strong in the tackling area. We were very strong in the knockback area. We're at the line of scrimmage. Chris Jones, always a force, but you also saw that he's a force in the run game as much as he was in the pass game. So he did a nice job there. And I mean, I can go on and on with that. It was good to get a mixture of our young guys in the secondary going. I think we'll be okay there. I think it's just a matter of more play time. Between 2 and 30, and just working through those things. Those are good players. They're young, and we got to keep growing there. So experience will help that. Offensively, I felt there were some really good things there. I guess a good defense. I don't want to slight their defense at all because they're ranked pretty high in the NFL. So, but I thought our guys did some nice things there, especially with the pass game part of it, with the protection. Anytime you can keep 98 out of the backfield and off the quarterback, that's a positive thing. Pat did a couple nice things when there was a little bit of pressure, rolling out and hitting receivers. He had a nice day in general. With his pass percentages and numbers and all that. So he had a couple touchdowns thrown in there, over 250 yards throwing. So those are all positives. I thought Kareem ran hard. That's a stout front that's really good against a run, but he ran hard and had positive yards as opposed to negative yards. We can do even better there. And as we go, but the some of the important categories were the third downs. We're very productive on third downs. We were very productive in the red zone. Those that leads to drive longer drives. It leads to points and ends up being a big production number. So for both those spots. Special teams, it was great to have Bucker drill a couple field goals there. That was great. And his extra points were good, too. So he had a nice day, as did our punter. So that was positive. Anyways, with that, time's yours.
Well, first to Matt Derrick. Matt?
Hey, Coach. Mentioning Kareem, he was one of your captains yesterday, and only being fourth game back, what was that kind of as a meaning and a message that you feel like that sends, and how well has he just really fit in and gained the respect of this group?
Yeah, he was in that class with Patrick, and it's almost like he kind of never left. I mean, that's how I think the guys that have been here see that. And then the guys that haven't been here have always heard about Kareem and the guys talking about him. So I think that's, he has that veteran leadership ability, runs tough. And so he's been welcomed back as if he hadn't left. And, that's why we felt comfortable doing that.
He's been averaging north of 20 touches a game since he got here. And some of his average yards per carry has gone down each game. Broken tackles has gone down. Is that a workload that you're comfortable with going forward and sustainable for him?
Yeah, well, listen, he didn't have training camp, so I look at it like it's the third day of training camp. He'll start picking it up as we go here now. So he's had good work, and I think he'll be even more productive going forward.
We'll go next to Pete Sweeney. Pete?
Coach, I was wondering, how was impressive is it to you that Hopkins was able to learn enough to be on the field for the 23 snaps? And within those snaps, as you watched them back, what were some of the takeaways that you saw from the initial look?
Yeah, Pete, I thought he looked good out there and did a nice job. He did a nice job in the run game, did a nice job in the pass game, had the big third down catch and right off the bench and did well with that. So, he's a good football player, and being able to fit in more will even be better, I think, as we go forward here. So he was chomping at the bit on the sideline, wanting to play, and at the same time knowing that he didn't have all of it down. So there was a patience there, but he was into the game, and I think you'll be able to see more of this next game.
We'll go next to Nick Jacobs. Nick?
And Kelsey, I'll have a follow-up, please. Andy, the long drive drills you guys do in training camp, how do you feel like they've helped this team be able to sustain and continue to have some of these long drives and be effective and punch those in?
Yeah, Nick. I know the guys, they talk about them, and it's a good foundation builder, I think, that you can kind of bank on. You've gone into that dark area within yourself on those long drive drills. And so when you're in a game now and you're going, you know you can go there and you know you can function at a high level. And so I think it builds a confidence in the guys once you get into the season.
And where you guys were at bye week as an offense, where do you feel like you guys have improved? Because from a red zone perspective, it seems like it's really kind of gone up a level.
Yeah, Matt put a lot of emphasis on the red zone in the bye week, and he and David Girardi work on that extensively. So it has improved. We've done a nice job down in there, and we've just got to keep it going. As we go, we saw some things we can do even better the next time around. So, it has been improved. It's because of Matt really pounding down on that area.
Looks like we have one more for you. We'll close it out with Sarin Petro. Sarin?
And I'll have a follow-up if I could, please. Coach, you got five sacks, five different guys, all of them up front. I know Steve is, you know, really known for his blitzes and really knows when to dial up, bring in some guys. But how nice was it to see really the front seven be the ones to get the pressure and not really maybe need those defensive backs to come as much?
Yeah, so that helps. It helps the secondary. Any pressure that you can put on the quarterback. We're going to add another guy in here with Uche. Veach's made a trade for with the Patriots. So that would be a nice addition too going forward. But we understand that you take care of business up front, it helps everybody. And Chris Jones not only did it in the pass game, but he did it in the run game. And people always say, wow, how is he in the run? Well, you know, he's making tackles behind the line of scrimmage here. So, that's a positive thing.
And then just overall, the left tackle spot, I know it's been a work in progress, just what you thought and where it stands going forward.
Yeah, listen, we had too many penalties there. So we got to work on that, cut that back. And we're young and growing. So we got to just keep bearing down there.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.